Welcome to Agree to Disagree. Once again, I'm joined with Louie and Anthony, and today we'll be discussing the 1975 film Jaws, directed by Steven Spielberg. To first off begin, Anthony, what are your thoughts on the film?
I mean, I liked it. It's pretty, you know, it's a good movie. I thought there were some inconsistencies for sure.
Yeah, what were your inconsistencies?
Not first and foremost, but the first inconsistency I noticed was, remember when the Boy Scouts were doing their mile swim?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kids don't swim miles.
I think they were Boy Scouts getting a badge.
You don't swim a mile.
Like Cub Scouts wouldn't swim a mile. Boy Scouts could swim a mile.
Absolutely not. I swam my whole life. And
really?
You don't swim I mean, we swam a mile maybe once every... I never swam a mile.
Uh-huh.
A 500.
Like,
500
were you,
yards
I just
is
want,
a lot.
Quick question. Were you in Boy Scouts in the 70s?
No, I wasn't.
This was something that took you out of the movie then?
Yeah.
I just thought about it. And then, I was wondering why they chose, because the whole movie's so awesome, up until Jaws came up on the boat, and it just looks so mechanical. I know it's the 70s, I know times are rough, but you can choose your camera angles, which he did so well the whole time. Clearly they didn't have a trained shark swimming around.
I didn't think it looked that bad when it came up.
Yeah, I think I was...
It took me out of the movie what's his name? Quint?
Yeah, Quint.
When he was sliding into the shark's mouth.
Yeah.
And he was like, and then they're showing everything, and it's just so fake. And you just gotta choose...
Like, he could have easily moved it to the side.
Right, or left it underwater. Because remember when the shark was on top of the cage and...
Wiggling
around? That was so realistic.
Yeah. So for those of you who haven't seen Jaws, Jaws is about...
it's about a shark investing the waters of the island called Amity.
Yeah.
Which is in the New England area, right?
Yeah, it's like a New England-ish type town.
A little vacation spot for rich people.
Yeah. Like old... One thing, it's funny because I haven't seen the movie in its entirety in so long.
Neither
I see it on TBS... all the time, but there are little things that I just forget, like that the old town is like out of the 50s, like there's all these old people there, and like it's very much like a small, you know, touristy New England town, and it's done. I thought that was done really well. I also like, and I don't know what it is about movies from the 70s, but I really like the acting. That there's a certain quality to the way people talk, you know? It's very matter-of-factly, you know? It's not, like, overacting. It's actually underacting, which I think makes it a little more real.
And there were some I thought there were some serious expositional lines that were shitty. For instance, when the lady comes up and cries about her son...
Mm-hmm.
It just was not sad at all. That part was just not sad to me. And it was supposed to be the saddest part of the movie where she smacks him.
Mm-hmm.
And then what does she say? She says, "You should have known before when I found out that that shark killed the girl that we saw at the beginning of the movie." And... Right. Let's be literal.
Sorry, guys.
I thought that was a good moment in the movie.
Good.
I'm
sure you did.
Yeah, it made it more personal for the main character. I thought it was it wasn't like heartbreaking.
That moment has to be there, but it was just terribly written.
I don't think it was necessarily terribly written. I just think it's the one interesting thing about the movie, and that I always found fascinating about it, is that shark attacks aren't that common, but when that movie came out, like, beach like actual beaches like Myrtle Beach and Florida and all these places started losing tourism because there was a huge fear now of sharks, you know, because of the movie. And it was a huge, huge thing. Like, it really struck fear into people.
I was scared.
Yeah, I was definitely scared.
Back to that that moment. Here's also why that bothered me. How many times did you hear them refer back to that lady? That was not a boat accident. That was her being attacked by a shark. That happened 3 or 4 times. They repeated that information, and that annoyed me.
I don't remember any of that, I think.
Yeah, I don't know. The weird thing was, like, maybe there is an inconsistency, though, because I felt like the main character didn't hide it and say it was a boat.
He was totally forced into it. I mean, he...
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's interesting, too, I feel like the first 2/3 of the movie, you see him constantly. Then I feel like the last third, he's sharing so much screen time with Robert Shaw and Richard Dreyfuss.
Yeah. Richard Dreyfuss was, like, funny in the movie. Like, yeah. I thought it was pretty good. He was a little silly, a little over the top, but kind of added a little bit of levity, you know. Yeah. I thought that was good. I thought it was good how they did that.
Yeah. What happened to the hippies? Remember the hippies at the beginning? And then for the rest of the movie, it's all old people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point, actually. And then, it's all like little kids and then old people.
Then on the 4th of July, when everybody was out there on the beach, there were way more people out there than I thought were in the town.
It's a vacation town. Tourism. That's why it was the tourist thing, because those were tourists.
They showed the ferry.
They don't live in the town. They live in other towns, and that's what tourism is.
I totally understand what tourism is, but it's not a tourist spot.
They said throughout the entire movie that it's a tourist spot.
That's what the whole mayor was saying the whole time.
Yeah, I get it. I understand that, but...
Do you?
These people were all in this... You don't go to a small town and stay for a day and leave and call that tourism.
I don't think they stayed
for... No, you don't go to the beach for a day on the 4th of July.
This is a ridiculous idea. Those are tourists. They don't explain how they got there or anything.
But it's like a... It's like a Hamptons type of area. All the houses were huge and really old and on the pond or whatever they were calling that area in the background.
Ocean?
Think you get a really good geographic idea of the, you know, of the town.
There are no hotels or anything.
They didn't show hotels. It doesn't.
Yeah, just and I don't think not a it's scene all... where someone's checking into a hotel. No. Excuse me, sir.
There weren't
paging Mr. Herman.
Have you been to the Northeast? Have you been up there on the ocean? Have you been up there on the ocean?
I've been to Maine.
I have not. Have you?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's not like that.
Oh,
people have houses. They you don't.
We
you
believe
don't,
that. I
you don't
that.
Take a bunch of stuff and go on the 4th of July to a beach and stay there for a day. I mean, if it is, it's a public beach. It's not like this rich area where everybody in the town congregates.
I don't see how... number one, how rich was the area?
Didn't you see the houses in the background? They were all like 3-story, like...
But that was like when houses were a lot cheaper.
Oh, never mind then. I take it all
also,
back.
How do you know that they were just there for the one day?
Yeah.
I wasn't saying. I mean, I'm saying it based on what you guys were saying.
I just can't believe you can't believe that it's just a beach.
The beach was packed like it was Miami. And it's not like that in the Northeast at all.
Well, it's a holiday weekend.
It's a holiday. And then, 4th of July, it's a big day for the beach.
It looked like a nice place, too.
Yeah, I would love to go there.
You should. You should go.
Wouldn't
there.
It be great?
And then maybe you can get trip. Some first-hand knowledge before you start arguing with someone who's lived there.
But your point doesn't make any sense.
No. What is the point with the hotel? Like, there's no hotels there?
My point is what they showed as the town for the whole first half of that movie, mm-hmm. there's no way there were that many people at the beach on the 4th of July.
That doesn't follow. Did you say... That argument, that logic doesn't follow Why? At all. Because it's a tourist destination. That's all we need to know. It's people from out of town.
They showed the ferry bringing cars and people in. There was
yeah,
like,
that's why they had a no, ferry.
There was one carport that went across the fucking ocean.
But you saw a ferry. You saw
people getting off. As yeah. I said, it was the holiday.
Yeah, it's a popular tourist destination. Why can't a small town be a popular tourist destination?
It just doesn't. It just no, doesn't, that doesn't feel happen. Right.
No,
no.
I was fine with it.
Nantucket. Have you ever been to Nantucket?
No, I haven't been to Nantucket.
It's a pretty popular place.
I've been where I'm from. There's,
and I'll bet there are plenty of places to stay that aren't
yeah.
giant multi-million dollar homes on the coast.
There's a lake where I'm from in Wisconsin, and during summer it's busy, but on 4th of July, it's crazy busy. People come and they only stay for the day and then they leave. And it's a pretty big tourist place. Yeah. There's no hotels, but
oh, you
stay.
Win.
Thank you. I'm glad. Thank you.
But we don't know if there's a hotel or not. They didn't set up a hotel scene.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. Who would write in a scene and be like, wait a second, we need more tourists. Let's write another scene
right.
in the movie.
That's what I'm saying.
So that we can
also.
Establish that this place
That's what
has
I'm
the
saying.
Capacity to hold this many people.
Right. I understand your logic. My point is, they said it over and over and over. This is a tourist attraction. This is a tourist attraction. And it just didn't look like a tourist area. And it wasn't that pretty.
It looked like a tourist place to me.
Yeah. It looked fine. I thought it looked beautiful.
I want to go.
I really wish we would take a trip there. Like, I feel like...
I would go.
We gotta find out where
it's
filmed. I
would love to go to Andy.
I'll try to figure out where it's filmed.
Yeah. I don't think that's a real town.
It isn't. I've lived all up and down the coast. There's no Amity.
I love how much you're willing to lie to support a really weak point.
It's not a weak point. It's just my opinion.
When did you live there?
And you guys
there?
Are free to condescend all you want.
Oh,
but the listeners out there, you're dicks. They think you're dicks.
They think we're dicks?
They might have tuned out.
They may have turned the radio dial.
When did you live in the Northeast?
86 through 92.
Did you really?
Yeah.
You just said you lied that you didn't live
there. Yeah, I am lying.
I don't know what to believe anymore.
Like, no.
I did. I have been there, though. I took a little tour. I went through Vermont and Connecticut and into Maine. And I spent, like, 2 days on the coast. And just, if you ever go into those little towns, they're not made to support.
They're not made like, to... Oh, my God.
It's Martha's Vineyard is where it was.
Really?
Signed. Yeah.
Oh, that's a great place. I've been there, and it has the capacity for a lot of people. Martha's Vineyard in Virginia?
Yeah, or Massachusetts.
Oh. Yeah, that's right. The real Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah.
I was thinking of George Washington.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Washington's Vineyard.
Right. Should I laugh and condescend for 5 minutes now?
If you want to, I mean...
Yeah, I wasn't trying to make a point. I was just saying that I thought I knew.
Well, you did. You lied.
I've never been to
Martha's You lied.
Vineyard. Martha's Vineyard holds a lot of people because that's like where the president goes.
Oh, yeah, it's a big. Yeah, it's
yeah,
big.
Yeah. So it has the ability to hold a lot of people.
At least 30.
Yeah, at least 30.
Yeah.
Why? Although we've never seen
how
hotels.
How many people would come with the president? I mean, it's not like he's bringing... all of Washington, D.C. with him.
No, but it's, you know, it's just a place, you know?
Right, a place where people go.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
A lot of people might go there at one point.
Right.
Oh, God. This is the worst one yet.
Thanks.
I'm not having fun.
Do you think the movie holds up? As it did 35 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
It's just good storytelling. And what's really cool, I think, is the, like, little touches that are you see Spielberg do in other movies, you know. But that was like his first big Hollywood movie, you know. Like the light, the John Williams music, the way, the very like Hollywood feel to the movie that I think Spielberg like it was the creator of. Like he made movies that were like that, you know. Like yeah, it was really interesting.
You mean using effects starting to like take the money and create extra. What's the word I'm looking for? Like effects, like a fake shark.
Yeah,
he's the first one to really try to get away with doing something fake. That's not a knock. I'm asking what you mean by is he the first person to do a Hollywood movie?
No, I'm saying he had a style that now is like the Hollywood style, like swelling music, certain lighting effects, certain camera effects. Actually, were started by Spielberg.
You don't have to yell.
No, I'm just
arguing
saying.
With you. I asked
I'm talking about film class. I'm talking about stuff that I learned in film class. About Spielberg's...
I didn't know you were in film class.
So you're going to start the condescending now?
Yes, starting absolutely.
Now? Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm just saying.
Teach us.
No, I agree. No, I
agree. We didn't
I
get
agree.
To take
this was technically,
film class.
This is technically the first blockbuster film.
Yeah.
This is the film that garnered that title. Mm-hmm. Because, from what I understand, this is what I heard a long time ago, is that it was the first movie that drew such a big audience that the audience would line around the block.
Yep.
Hence, blockbuster. I feel like this film appeals to a lot of people.
You don't think lines could form around the block in a lot of towns?
I'm not saying that. I'm just telling you what I heard.
I'm
just recycling
information. He's trying to bring it back to the town argument. That, oh, like, okay. You know, that... you know, there would have to be a scene saying, this town can't hold this many people to come see Jaws.
Oh, yeah.
The movie.
They'd have to, there'd be a lot
there
of
There are plenty of movies and plays before the movies where people lined up around the block to go see them. That makes a blockbuster. Okay.
Like, what film?
Before
1975, what?
Before 1975?
Yeah.
There's so many films that were great. I mean,
they were great, but like,
people were going to the cinema long before.
Yeah, they were going there, but...
The 50s? Like, how many movies do you know of that were huge hits in the 50s?
But the difference was that movies were more of an event back then. They weren't like... They were part... You would watch like three movies. You would go and it'd be a day at the movies. You'd have like a cartoon reel. You would see Wizard of Oz. You would see, you know, all these, you know, like war films or whatever. And it wasn't...
How was the food?
Also...
How was it when you were there in the 50s going to
see, seriously?
How do you just say this?
This is based on research. This is based on actual
also,
knowledge.
Also, when did you research so much? I didn't realize you were such a movie actor.
Are you serious? I'm just stating historical fact. It's like, oh, we won World War II. Were you there? Were you there when we won World War II? Because I don't know. I wasn't there. I can't say whether or not we won World War II.
What? I did study World War II.
Okay.
That's the difference between you and me.
Well, he said he was in film class, so he studied this.
Yeah, I did, at BCU.
I know. They're different classes.
Yeah.
History and film class are different classes.
Yeah, but there's the history of film, which is what I was in.
There's a point, too, that... Because I also took a film class. And From what I remember, films were a huge thing until television came out, and then film audiences went away. That's also why film went more to like the longer widescreen version. And from what I remember too, you okay, buddy? Jaws was one of the first movies to bring people back into the theater. Jesus, what is with you? If you don't want to do this, that's fine.
Yeah, we don't have to do a podcast.
No, I'm happy to do a podcast.
Is it upsetting that we keep proving you wrong? So you have to keep being a dick?
Yeah.
Right.
You have to cover up your mistakes with more mistakes.
Yeah.
Are you guys insecure?
No. I'm not. Because
I don't understand why we have to keep... Why can't we just be ourselves and continue?
I think Louie and I are being ourselves.
Yeah, I think we are. I think you are.
And asking,
you're going over the top with this. I think you're going over the top.
Yeah.
On purpose.
Oh, okay. So we were really doing a real review of Jaws. we were telling people to go see Jaws. Like, we were doing a serious review about Jaws.
No.
I think we're... Yes.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay.
We were using our opinion.
Well, then let's start over and do it, like, straight up. Let's do it like it just came out.
All right. Why don't you go first?
Yeah, why don't you start this off?
Okay. Sean, what'd you think of Jaws?
I thought it was great. I think it holds up over time. I think the acting was good. I do think there's a problem with lack of hotels, but I think overall it's a good film.
Fair enough. Callback.
I guess, yeah. Mm-hmm. Louis, what are your thoughts on the film?
Oh, I thought it was excellent, and it reminded me, like, why Spielberg was a great director at one time.
And, at one time, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, maybe he'll come back. Maybe he'll do something good again.
When's his last movie? When was it?
Oh. When is his last movie? it was when it Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull, which was
not so good.
Yeah,
is that the last one? I think that is.
Yeah, he doesn't make movies very often, but he made like Minority Report, which I thought was good.
I think that's a good one too.
That was good.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
I still think
AI.
I didn't see it.
AI is okay.
Yeah, AI is okay.
What else?
Spielberg. Okay, what were those shooting stars? That was the weirdest thing in the world to me. Is that a little shout out to himself?
Well, the thing is, I'm wondering
why, though. He hadn't made anything.
I don't know. I was just asking.
His first movie was Duel, which was really cool because it was about a guy just on the highway and a truck starts following him. And the whole movie is this guy, like, trying to shake this truck that's following him, this big.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
But then it was Jaws, and Jaws was just like a huge, huge hit.
I think he still has the ability to make good movies. I feel like Indiana Jones was just a horrible script idea.
Yeah, yeah. I think that was more Lucas's fault.
Because he's, I mean, Saving Private Ryan was great.
I actually didn't, I rewatched that and I didn't think it was that great. The war scenes are amazing, but the actual plot.
You really?
Yeah, I have a problem.
I've thought about that plot a lot, about how I love it.
We should discuss that sometime.
Yeah, sometime.
Just the idea of, well, some other time.
We'll save that one. Save it for another podcast.
Okay.
As for the shooting star,
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's just an artistic choice.
Yeah.
Or do you think it might have been an accident that it just happened?
Or maybe he was thinking about Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and put it in there as like a hint to his next movie.
I could see that.
That would be cool.
It would be fun to be in the position to do that.
Oh, man.
You just have all the license in the world to fuck with whatever.
Yeah. It'd
be so great. I'd ruin Hollywood. I'd do everything I could to, like, make something popular that was not very good.
What time are we at?
I have no idea.
How do you get to the time?
Well, and while we're looking at time, how about we
take a break and turn on the AC?
Yeah, or roll up our pants, pant legs.
There we go. We're at 24.
How about, well,
let's do a quick summary of what we thought. I guess we kind of just did that.
Anthony, how about your quick summary?
Pretty good.
Okay. How about, what do we do out of 10? On a scale of 1 to 10, what would you rank it?
8.
Okay. Louis?
9.
Okay. I'd give it an 8. And a word or two to describe the film.
Suspense.
Okay.
Classic. Spooky.
Oh. I would have to say classic Spielberg would be mine.
That was going to be mine, but I changed
it. Oh, okay. Or maybe more hotels could be another one, too.
Oh. Thanks for listening to Agree to Disagree. You can check us out on the web at agreetodisagree.podomatic.com.